Well, it's now very clear that the minister intends to publish the draft orders at the end of May or the beginning of June, which is the equivalent of him saying in layman's terms that he approves of this road going forward. That means that the next phase can then come into play in terms of the public inquiry, which is genuinely independent, and that can take a number of months to fulfil its remit.
Could it be 2016 then before we have this public inquiry, or will it be sooner?
I would suspect that it would happen in the autumn of this year, September, October, because generally the summer months are not times that public inquiries are held. That's to give people a chance to access it, to put their points of view, to have their opinions recorded. And then at the end of that process, a report is given to the minister.
A breakdown of figures we received this week, £72 million have been spent on the project so far, an eight-year delay. Do you ever think sometimes that this is never going to happen?
No, I've never ever given up on this. We've had setbacks. First of all, we had the Irish government temporarily withdrawing their money. They said they would revisit that sometime this year, which they say they intend to keep that pledge. Then we had the court case, which ruled on one point against it and set the process back 2 or 3 years. But there was never a point in all of this that I knew that we wouldn't eventually get this road started.
And what about the arguments that this £72 million that has been spent could have been better spent on the current A5?
I don't think that's true, because the current A5 winds past houses, and the whole layout of it is not fitting for any type of major upgrade. Certainly, parts of the current A5 could be improved, but it is no substitute for the new dual carriageway.